boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it's Lights Out, and away we go on another episode of Scruffy City Sports. I'm Norm. I'm your host. As always, how are you doing? I hope you're outside enjoying the short-lived daylight we have nowadays, that we're now in daylight savings time. I don't know about you all. It's 2023. And most vehicles, if you don't know, let's sit down for a history lesson today because everybody loves history. The invention of daylight savings time was back for the farmers so you could plow your back 40, you know, when the sun comes up earlier. But now with modern technology and headlights on tractors and things like that, we don't need that anymore. So as much as I really don't care that it's now daylight at 7 o'clock in the morning and it gets dark at 5:30-ish, here in greater East Tennessee, I don't care. And speaking of that, and I'm coming in a little warm today. I'm a little hot. Somebody play the I'm Coming In Hot song. But I hate it. I hate that it's dark so soon. I mean, heaven forbid if you worked like a 12-hour shift or you're like a nurse, you go in at 7 o'clock at night, it's dark. You get off at 7 o'clock in the morning and it's dark. It's just terrible. Terrible. But anyway, you didn't come here for me to talk about daylight savings time. Oh, I was going to say, though, you know, it's 2023. If I want to identify as a PGA Tour golfer, you have to accept that I'm a PGA Tour golfer. That's how the world works. So I've decided that I am not going to identify with daylight savings time. So while I'm recording this podcast, we're just going to pretend that we didn't fall back an hour and it's an hour forward. So that's how I'm going to live my life. I'm choosing to live my life that way today. Whether you are or not, I don't really care, but you're going to have to accept that I am not conforming to the man-made time and not going to do it. Time's a flat circle. Get Matthew McConaughey out. He's going to do it from True Detective Season 1. Fantastic TV show. But anyway, we're derailing at a quick pace. Let's buffer music really quick. And I've got some special buffer music today because you all know me. I love my buffer music. So here we go. You ready? Buffer. Then we're going to talk football.
Please come home. I got beef and lonely. All I hear.
I got beans and bologna. Please come home. I'm sure if you've scrolled on the Tiki Talks, got you a Tic Tac and looked on Tiki Talk, you have seen that. If not, it's fantastic. There's about 18 million versions of that song out there. Please find the one that you like the most and, you know, watch it. That's all I can say about that. But let's talk UT football. I know I took a week off last week. I don't care if you missed me or not, but I'm sure you did. I've had hundreds of thousands of people reached out and said, Norm, I couldn't listen to you on my commute Monday morning. What was the dealio? You know what? Here's the dealio. I'll tell you right now. I was watching the basketball game. I thought it came on at 1:30, not 3:30. I got invested in that, and it just didn't happen, folks. So, you know, put your big girl undies on or your big boy undies on, whatever gender you want to be today. And here we are this week. So just buckle up for the ride. But anyway, we beat Kentucky. I told you in my preview podcast weeks and weeks ago that I thought we'd lose to Kentucky. Really and truly, I thought that they were going to pick up a little bit more with Devin Leary. But we won at Kroger Field, which is always fantastic. In my lifetime, I think Kentucky's beat us like three times in the 40 years that I've been on this planet, almost 41. But that is what it is. We're not going to go back and cover it. I thought Joe Milton played probably his best game of his career at Tennessee. So that's fantastic. Fast forward a week to playing UConn and Jim Mora and the Fighting Illini. Are they? They're not the Illini. That's Syracuse or Illinois. Whatever they are, the UConn Huskies. They came in here, stomped on our tea, you know, not tea like you drink it, the power tea. Wanted to have a little kerfunkle, I think is the word that I saw thrown around on Vol Twitter, and that just backfired horrifically for them in the 59-3 shellacking that we gave them. I guess Norm's takeaways from that, the defense looked good, but it was UConn. They're terrible, but it is, you know, it's only happened, I think, it's the first time it's ever happened that Tennessee's defense has had three scores since they've been keeping stats since like the 1940s, so that's fantastic to know. My big takeaways from the entire game was Nico looked fantastic. I know I've been wanting to see Nico for quite some time now. It is shameful an abomination that we've waited until November before he got some meaningful playing time. And meaningful playing time was two series. I mean, the kid threw nine passes or nine attempts, and I wanted more. I thought, you know, the future is bright with Nico. I'm excited to see a year under his belt, what he can do for more than, you know, like a quarter of football. Again, I do not want Joe Milton to go. He's doing fantastic lately. He's doing a lot better than he has. He has progressed. And Josh Heupel said it in his press conference yesterday that while Joe Milton has been around for 6 years now as a college quarterback, this is his first time ever starting, you know, consecutive games in a row at UT, let alone anywhere. He was benched at Michigan, as you know. He threw, I think, four or five interceptions in one game, and they pulled the plug on that. And then he came to Tennessee and started, was removed of his duties from an injury. Hendon Hooker was just a lot better, and then came up in mop-up duty last year, and he's progressively got better. You know, I think Tony Basilio says it best that a lot of these guys come in here. What does he say? Well, I'm getting there. That, you know, we see these five stars by kids' names, and we want them to be a five star right away, but we have to remember that they're 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, and they have to grow into that, and they can get better. And Joe Milton, while he's not the greatest, you know, SEC quarterback, and for sure not the greatest UT quarterback, he is progressively, I think, since the Texas A&M game, has gotten a lot better. Is that still great? No, but it's good, and he's serviceable, and we're winning with him, and he's doing what he needs to do. We just need to him to keep doing that. And you know, we've got a rough 2 weeks ahead with Mizzou, going to Mizzou, and then Georgia coming in, and our, I think it's 14-game winning streak on the line at Neyland Stadium. So he's gonna need to step it up, but it was good to see him do some positive things yesterday. We hit some wide-open throws. And again, I don't know what we can take from that game yesterday. It was essentially a bye week. UConn just looked terrible, so I don't know. I don't really know what to say with that. Joe didn't overthrow the wide-open Ramel Keaton, so that's positive. We're going to stay positive. I'm not even going to look for that negative sign. We're not going to talk about the defense and how I just really – we only scored 3 points. That's it. They scored 3 points on us, and that is Norm's takeaway. I want to see more Nico. I'm excited to see what Nico can do next year in this offense. It just – I saw online some people – comparing him to Michael Vick, the way he kind of reads and runs and does. I'm not ready to say that he's the next Michael Vick, but I was excited to see him. I've wanted to see it for a long time now, and I am relieved that all of my hopes and dreams with Nico, I'm a believer, have been reassured essentially with Nico doing that. So all that said, great game yesterday, 59-3 win, shellacking. It was good to see Navy Shuler get in there and to see his dad Heath, who I grew up with as my UT quarterback way back in the day. It's good to see all that. It was good to see Gaston Moore play. It's good to see all of those young kids that haven't got to play on defense that really shined bright like a diamond, like Rihanna would say. But we're not going to talk about that today. We're just going to kind of hop, skip, and a jump, as Norm would say, hop, skip, and a jump. But UT won. Big game next week at Mizzou. That was announced earlier today. That's a 3:30 kickoff on CBS. So I would turn the radio broadcast on. I cannot stand the CBS crew. I was at one point in time upset that we were going to miss the CBS and SEC. But I'm kind of ready to part ways. If we can get a new announcing crew. I'm just tired of their Alabama homerness. It's just, I'm just over the CBS and SEC marriage that has been for a long time. I understand that some of my faithful fans out there, and look, it's taken me a long time to get there. I'm just over Brad Nessler and whoever. Is it Brad Nessler? I think it is, yeah. Just that announcing crew. I'm ready for some new faces. I'm ready for some SEC unbiased Alabama opinions. And with that said, let's do really quick. Let's go over. We're going to talk a little basketball, a little baseball, and then it's really going to be it for today. We are talking basketball. It's Norm. Listen, you've heard me. If you've listened to the podcast for any length of time, you know that while I didn't play football, I understand it enough to talk about it. My mom would never let me play football. That's its own thing. Baseball, that's my jam. I can talk to you about baseball. Golf, I can dabble. I've watched a lot of YouTube, play a lot of golf. I have not played a lot, but we're getting there. So, but basketball is the one sport that I can watch, understand what's happening. But if you're coming here for any analytics, and we've really not done a lot of analytics lately on the podcast because I've just been kind of, I've been winging it more. If you want to know, I've just kind of been taking little notes and then just going with it. Just going with it. Here we go. Let's go with it. But anyway, basketball is in its thing. We will cover those games weekly. So I'm not going to give you, you know, I'll give you what happened in the week. Like Tennessee played two games last week. We played exhibition game at Michigan State, which was a fantastic game, came down to the wire. Tennessee probably should have won by a few more points than they did, but the atmosphere was electric. It was good to see Tom Izzo. It was good for our guys, I feel like, to get a March top, you know, tournament atmosphere this early on in the season. And we did it without ZZ Stops, ZZ Zakai Ziegler, and Santiago Vescovi. Both of those guys were out. Santiago was on bereavement, and ZZ obviously is coming back from a ACL tear. So, you know, I don't know when we're going to get him back. He wants to be back before SEC play. We shall see. My big takeaway from that game was Ganey looked fantastic. Dalton, Connect Four, Kanik. I've heard the name both ways. I've yet to see the media guide. Has not been released for Tennessee, so I don't know the pronunciation correctly for that. So we're going to say Kanik or Connect. I don't know. I don't, until I hear Bob Kessling, which they've not done a radio broadcast. Well, they did on Halloween, but I didn't listen to it. So I don't know how you say the kid's name, but he looks fantastic. He's a gamer. I'm excited to see what he's going to do. I'm not going to put any expectations on this team, but I would like to see regular season Rick do something in the tournament. That's all I want. All I want is just a Final Eight, an Elite Eight. That's what I want from this basketball team. We can win all the regular season stuff we want, and I'm telling you, this the regular season is going to be pretty exciting. I feel like we've got a jam-packed off-conference schedule. We play Wisconsin this week. We play North Carolina, the Maui Invitational. It's going to be fun, and I'm excited for basketball season. And then right after basketball, kind of midway, we've got baseball season just right around the corner. So my little segue is Tennessee is 2-0 in exhibition play. Season starts tomorrow or tonight, depending on when you're listening to this. And I am recording this on, hold on just a second, because I've got some exciting, hold on.
Remember the 5th of November.
I am recording this on the 5th of November, so please remember the 5th of November while you're watching V for Vendetta today. Fantastic movie. If you've not seen it, I would recommend watching it. Just throwing it out there. So we've talked about that. We've done basketball. We'll cover those games on a weekly thing. Now, when it gets later in the tournament or something like that, I might do a couple of special things like that. But that's how we're going to cover our basketball. You know me. I'm telling you this now. It could all change, so don't hold me to it. But let's find some new buffer music because that's what I do. Let's find some buffers, and then we are going to talk a little baseball, and then we're going to go from that. You ready? So hold on. Did any of y'all know that Chance the Rapper could sing? I had no idea. That was him singing the Eagles, obviously. But I was fascinated. I was down a TikTok rabbit hole. You know me. I get easily distracted. I squirrel. Whoop. There we go. But anyway, I also would like to bring to you the fine folks. And I need a little background music for this. Hold on just a second. Let's find. I wanted to let y'all know that the fine folks over at a Bridge Brewery, Burger Company, however you want to look at it, have reached out again to me and said, hey, Norm, we got a lot of positive feedback from you the other day when we did our little plug for you, and we want you to remind the fine folks of your podcast, Subscription City Sports listeners, that on Saturdays, on game day Saturdays, that they have some fantastic specials. I'm going to run them down for you really quick. They have $10 pitchers of all their in-house light beers, so that not the IPAs, but the Helicopter Dad, things like that, $10 pitchers. You can get $4 Toppy Rocks. That is their IPA of choice in-house. They also have $8 chicken thighs at the Cedar Bluff location. If you go to the Paper Mill location, it's $9 chicken wings. The beer specials and and pitchers apply to both places, but one is thighs, one is wings. They also have $10 power tees at both locations, and that is all day on game day Saturdays. So please, 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 please go see the fine folks at Abridged. Tell them Norm sent you. They want me to let you know they do have Zool beer in-house. They, however, are not on special. They want me to remind you that their Mexican lager from Zool, Toro Eoso, is a crowd favorite as well, but it is not on special. But you can get it anytime. It is on draft any day of the week. Well, not any day. They are closed on Mondays. But any day of the week, Tuesday through Saturday, they are open Tuesday through Sunday if you go to Cedar Bluff. Anyway, go check out the fine folks at Abridged. They have some killer burger specials this month, as every month. Remember, each location has a different burger and chicken sandwich special, so you have to go to both locations to get the benefit of said sandwiches. Tell them Norm sent you. They will wave and say, who is Norm? We don't know who you're talking about. But anyway, enough about that. So we've talked about UT basketball. We've talked about UT football. Now we're going to talk about UT baseball. The fine folks over there, Tony Valls and company, want me to let you all know that the Orange and White World Series is happening this weekend. However, I told you a few weeks ago it was going to be at Lindsey Nelson, but they are a little ahead of schedule over at Lindsey Nelson for some renovations. So it goes as follows. If you want to go see the Orange and White World Series, you're going to have to drive a little if you're in the Knoxville area. Thursday night at 6 o'clock, and you can get tickets at KnoxvilleSmokies.com. $9 general admission tickets. However, if you would like to partake in the all-you-can-eat buffet, which I would recommend, $22 a ticket will get you an all-you-can-eat buffet from 6 to 8 o'clock and a general admission ticket. The buffet will have hamburgers, hot dog, potato salad, chips, ice cream, popcorn, all-you-can-drink sodas, not alcohol. They are Pepsi products, so Pepsi Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew Diet Mountain Dew, water, all those fun things. For $22 a ticket, get your tickets while you can. They are selling like hotcakes at the moment. They are expecting 4,000 to 5,000 people to come up there to see the Orange and White special. Orange and White World Series. I'm sorry. Players will be actively coming out and supporting. Tony Vitello has really got his guys that come up into the stands and take pictures and do meet and greets. That is Thursday at 6 o'clock. Now, Friday at 6 o'clock, they are playing at the Chattanooga Lookouts Stadium in Chattanooga. And then Saturday at 2 o'clock, I think it's 2 o'clock. I think the time for Saturday is TBD because they're waiting to see when the UT game is. So it could be earlier, it could be later since Tennessee's playing at 3:30. I need to double check that. They have not got that information to me. That's why I can't give it to you. But Friday, Thursday and Friday is 6 o'clock. Thursday is in Kodak at Smoky Stadium. Friday is in Chattanooga at the Lookout Stadium. Tickets are available, and I will put the link in the description box below. Get your Oreos, get ready, and you can take your little trip, take your little drive down there, drive up, or drive. You're technically driving down. It's south in both directions to get to both of those locations to see the baseball team before they take a couple months off before we see them play again in February. That is all I've got about UT baseball. We've talked baseball. We've talked football. We're going to buffer music, come back, talk about one or two things, and then we are going to sing. And that's really it. So hold on. Gosh, I stumbled across that. I don't know if you know Marcus King. He's fantastic music, but he covered Miley Cyrus's Jaded. And it is, You all know that I'm a humongous fan of Miley Cyrus and her singing, but that could be a better rendition of Jaded. If you're unaware of Marcus King, he is some soulful music. He sings this song right here, which is Wildflowers and Wine. We'll just let it play for just a second.
Wildflowers.
I'm not going to sing it, but just listen.
Wine. The old scratchy record plays in the background of our lives. We're still here dancing after all this time. Wildflowers and wine.
I mean, that's just some cuddle up music there. I mean, that's just, you know, sit on the couch somewhere, maybe throw the Masters on, like a 2002 Masters when Tiger won. Just some good relaxing music is the best way I could say that. But that's really it for me. I was going to talk about, if you're not watching Loki, holy bananas. That show, I am just off the rails loving that stuff. It is fantastic. Also, another show that if you've got Paramount Plus, it is called Bargain. And I'm going to try and PG cover this. It's a Korean show. You all know I love my Korean and Asian inspired television shows. The premise of this show is just off the rails. It's essentially Women of the Night. It's not even Women of the Night. It's even worse than that. It is men in Korea are just cover your ears if you're little children here. It's an escort service that men are paying money to go be with these ladies of the night. But the trick is they lure the men in and then they sedate the men and then they auction off their organs to the black market. It is just, whoo, it is a lot. There's like 6 or 8 episodes on Paramount Plus. If that sounds like a show that you like, which is a Norm show, I would strongly, because that is just the start of the show. That's like 15 minutes in. It gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And then, spoiler alert, when you get to the end and the credits run, stick around because there's like a 3-minute scene for the next season. And it unbelievable, off the rails. I would love to meet all these people that do Netflix shows and television. I wish they would invite me and say, Norm, pitch us a show. And I'm going to say, have you watched anything that is Asian or Korean or Japanese or Chinese, any of these television shows? And they're going to say no. And I'm going to say, here's 53 you should start watching. Because when in the United States of America, you know, there's like some unwritten rules. Like, let's go to Sons of Anarchy. Let's all go back there. Do you remember, and this is a hot topic, but it was a TV show. There was a scene in Sons of Anarchy where a student brought a something to a school, and you didn't see what happened, but you could tell there was like some gospel music in the background, but you knew what was happening in that scene. Well, the Asian folks, they would have showed you what happened with the blood splatter. They would have just said, okay, these young adults are going to die. They're just going to die, and you're just going to have to watch it. They push the envelope. They double down. They do the Texas Hold'em all in. They push all of those chips to the table and say, we're going to do it. And I am here for it. It's refreshing, and it's got like that. If you've got ADD or ADHD and you're like, man, I can't keep up. All the time they're throwing weird stuff in there to keep your attention so you don't lose track of what's happening. If you want me, I could devote an entire like season of me to recommend you all Asian inspired television shows. And we're not even talking anime. We're just talking legit like dramas, actions, thrillers. They are fantastic and I cannot get enough of them. They're just, gosh, they hold a special place in my heart. And I'm so glad that a year or so ago that I found Midnight Diner on Netflix and I couldn't stop watching it. And now my algorithm on Netflix is just superb. It is top tier. Everything is coming at me and I'm just loving it. So I know we need, I need a pop culture. I've been saying it for a while now, but I am devoting some time to give you some Korean and Asian inspired television shows, along with other television shows. You know, the Greatest British Bake Off that's on right now. We're about to get some, I guess we've fall TV started. I mean, we're in November. I'm sure there's some other stuff out there that I'm missing. I did see a trailer for FX is bringing us a Game of Thrones inspired television show, but it's Shogun, so it's in Japan, and I am so excited. It looks really, really good. If you have not seen the trailer for it, please go out and look for it. It comes out in January, February, I believe, on FX. It looks fantastic. It is huge. It is epic. Hopefully, they will not let me down, but if you're a Game of Thrones fan or like a slow burn Vikings fan, something along those lines, but have been missing that Japanese element because there's not one out there, this looks like the show for you. So we will deep dive into that whenever it comes out in a few months. Also in January, I was not going to talk about pop culture, but here we are. This is how Norm's brain works. So I hope you've got your Oreos or whatever you're snacking on at the moment. Maybe you got some pizza from Abridged. Maybe you got a burger from Abridged. They do have an apple cobbler special I saw. So whatever you got, whatever you're munching on at the moment here, maybe you got some fried donuts. I don't know. Whatever it is. I hope you've pulled up a chair. In January, also season 4 of True Detective finally comes out. It was supposed to come out earlier this year, and I guess it got pushed because of the writer's strike. But in January, Jodie Foster will be coming out with season 4 of True Detective. It is from the creator of the first season, Nick. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, and I have no notes, and I'm not going to look. But it is the guy that brought us the first season, so different direction. I don't know where they're going. If it's anything like the previous ones, it's fantastic. And if you've not watched True Detective, please, please come in close. Come in close. Come in really, really close. Making my ASMR voice on. I'm going to tell you how you need to watch True Detective. First and foremost, it is a fantastic television show that you should watch. I highly recommend that you go watch True Detective. If you like dark, suspenseful, crazy shows, this is going to be the show for you. So what you're going to do is you're going to watch it in this order, okay? You're going to watch season 3 first, then you're going to watch season 2, then you're going to watch season 1. And you're saying, Norm, why are you watching them out of order? Easy. Season 1 is the best season of True Detective. And if you watch it first, you're going to have a major letdown when you watch season 2, which is still fantastic, but it's not as good as season 1. So if you watch it in reverse order, 3, 2, 1, none of the seasons connect. There are some scenes in season 3 that connect you to season 1, but it doesn't matter. There is no, it's just a newspaper clipping. That's it. So you'll be fine. Please watch them in that order, 3, 2, 1. It is fantastic. You will thank me later, I promise. Okay, so that is all of our talk about pop culture stuff. I don't know how it happened. It's Norm's brain. If you've listened to the podcast for any length of time, you know exactly how this works. All right, I love each and every one of you. Please, hey, listen. We are in the season. We are in the flu season. It's hot and heavy out there, okay? So I need you all to be on your best behavior when it comes to washing your hands. We're not going to talk about the C word out there. I know that that was a hot topic, and can you believe it's been 4 years since the C word came out? Unbelievable. We're not going to talk about that, though. Please, please wash your hands. Take care of your loved ones. Please don't let everybody get sick. And if you are sick, hey, let's vitamin C. Take some vitamins. Maybe you need some Chick-fil-A. If you're in the Lenoir City area, you're going to have to wait 3 weeks because they're closed. But you need some sweet tea from somewhere. Whatever you need to do to get your body going and functioning in the morning, please do it. Take care of yourself. The sun will come up tomorrow. It will be a better day because of it. And because of that, I love each and every one of you. Have a fantastic week ahead. Whatever's coming up for you, you know it. It's fine. It's fine. Find the silver lining and whatever you're looking for. If it rained all day, hey, we needed the rain, right? You know, we're having a drought. Just look for the positives or you're going to drown in the negatives. That's all I got. I love each and every one of you from my whole heart as always. That's all I got. If you want to hear me sing, please hang on just a few seconds. If not, I'm not going to be upset. I love each and every one of you. Oh, we didn't talk about Formula One today. We're not going to. It was rather boring. 2 weeks, we've got the Las Vegas GP. People are all kinds of mad that they've just destroyed Las Vegas over this. We'll get into it in a couple of weeks, I promise. I love you all. I will talk to you next week after we beat Missouri. I'm calling it right now. Calling the shot.
She left without even a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. She figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. 3 rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car, I sold it. If this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you.
Oh boy, I am getting it today, boys and girls.
The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard 3 rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening. This is what she heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I'd be lagging. By the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And I still love you. I still love you.
Gosh, why can't they make country music like that anymore? I mean, I understand Morgan's got his thing, Zach Bryan's got his thing, Coulter Walls, Tyler Childers, but those are all like alt country. Man, just bring me back late 90s and early 2000 banger country music. Gosh, it's so fantastic. I'm thinking.
Touch the earth. I want to break it in my hands.
I want to grow something wild and unruly.
I'll tease that. Bye, everybody. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. As always, I will see you next week. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.